and welcome to episode 10 of How Very Hannah. This is a very satisfying episode of just like 10, a nice round number. High 10. I don't know, too far.
Once upon a time, there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take two!
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah.
How very Hannah.
How very Hannah, that's the name from a podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah.
Hit the lights.
How very Hannah.
That's too bright.
Okay, it's my podcast show. Let's go.
We're here. It's episode 10. I'm excited. It's another solo episode, but I might get a visit at the curtain from a friend or a guest. Who knows? Who the heck knows what has been going on? So the audition I mentioned in the last episode, I didn't get, and I did a TikTok about it. So head over to my TikTok to watch it. But it's actually got me thinking like a lot about the industry and I hate saying this, but like my journey in the industry and like, you know, your mindset just shifts a lot. And maybe like 4 years ago, if I had got a no from an audition, I'd have spiraled. I'd have been like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. I'm never going to book another job again. What's wrong with me? Like booking, you know, singing lessons and classes, which is obviously really important to keep working on your craft. But now I just feel like this sense of calmness and like, I'm fine. Do you know what I mean? Like I haven't got it. It wasn't right for me. Rather than thinking I wasn't right for it, I try and turn it around in my head and I'm like, it wasn't right for me as well. So yeah, I actually feel fine about it. And it's really refreshing. It's really nice. And it's also just nice to find out that you haven't got it. Because as I said in the TikTok, sometimes in this weird industry, it's got a lot better. But like back in the day, if you got a no, they wouldn't tell you. So like you would just have to wait. The cast announcement would come out and you're like, oh, I guess I didn't get that then because my picture and my name is not on that cast announcement. So now I feel like things are changing and I have found out that I didn't get it, which is really nice. And yeah, I've just taken it as a learning opportunity. And I think me a couple years ago wouldn't have done that. And I think that just comes with experience and just knowing myself a lot better now, if that makes sense. I didn't really go into this in the TikTok, but like, I just feel like I know myself a lot better. Like I know that the best I can do in that audition is if I take my iPad in and read it from a script for the first round. And I just have so much more, I can't think of the right word, but like comfortability with myself to just know, like, I don't know. I just feel like when you're at drama school, they're like, oh, don't take a water bottle into the audition. Make sure you know when your song was written and who by. Do you know what I mean? Like I've come to realize that those things don't matter. And if I need to take my water into my audition, even if I'm not even going to drink it, just so that I've got it in case I get a frog in my throat and I need water and I'm literally like, help, which has never happened, but I'm just going to take my water bottle in because it's not that deep. And I just feel like now when I'm looking at the panel of people, which can be daunting because there's obviously just like, for this example, there was like 7 people in the panel. I kind of know now that they want me to be good. They don't want me to be bad. Do you know what I mean? So they're there to support me and they're just normal human beings. And like we might be getting the same train home together and be sitting in the same train carriage and it's fine. And it's not like they are this like higher power that I should be scared of. They want the best for me. And that helps me feel really calm in auditions. I feel like I went on a massive tangent there, but I just wanted to go into it a bit more because I didn't really on the TikTok. But yeah, I just feel like auditions can be actually quite fun if you realize that everyone in the room wants you to be good, you know? Their job is to cast the show and your job is to try your best to be in the show. So we're both just working for the same goal, really. So that's that. Oh my gosh, my voice just cracked. Did everyone hear that in the studio? No wonder I didn't book the audition. just do some vocal warm-ups. Wow. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. My sparkle of the day. This is my sparkle of the day. Is my scrunchie. Have I worn this before in an episode? Potentially. As I said, I'm running out of sparkles. But it's this sparkly scrunchie, a bit of ASMR for you. Wait, let me just go down so that you can... Can you hear that? For all you audio listeners, there's a bit of ASMR for you. What do they do on those ASMR channels? They like go, tuka, 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 tuka. Hello. Sophia can hear it directly into her headphones. That's horrible. They like go like this and then go like. Does that sound nice?
Yeah.
That's a no. I love this. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Hannah's hotline. Bow, bow,
bow. Shall we get on with her? Wait, what key was it? Hannah's hotline. Bam, bam, bam. Kabam! Oh my gosh. I'll never get over those transitions. Let me just put my pitch pipe down. And it's already ringing. Would you look at that? Let me just get the phone. Hello, Hannah Lowther speak. Someone said the other day, Hannah Lowther. Fun fact, it's Lowther. Loathing. Anyway, sorry. Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Hannah. Are there any theatre superstitions that you believe in?
Oh, this is a juicy one. Okay, I'm going to hang up, but keep listening. Okay, theatre superstitions. Right, so there's two main ones that I can think of. First one is whistling in the theatre or like whistling backstage. That is just, these are all things that, it's not like I fully believe them, but also I'm like, I'm not going to do it though, just in case. So maybe I do believe them. Whistling backstage is meant to be bad luck. That's the thing. And sometimes, like, where our dressing rooms were in six, we were right by the stairs. And so, like, it, you know, people were just walking along like, doo, 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 doo. I can't really whistle. Let me try. That's as best as I can do. But you can just hear people like, is this a theatre, actually? No, we're not backstage. We're good. Gosh, maybe I am superstitious. You can hear people like whistling down the corridor and I'm like, who's that whistling? Please stop. So maybe I do believe in it. Another one is, this isn't an official theatre, so I can say it, but you can't say, I don't know why, but you can't say Macbeth in a theatre unless that's the play that you're actually doing. And obviously you're going to have to say it. But saying Macbeth in a theatre, if you don't know, Macbeth is a Shakespearean play. And there's a lot of blood and killing, I think. I've actually never seen it, but don't cancel me. You can't say that in a theatre. So I actually learned this when I was doing Oliver when I was a kid. And we were all waiting. We waited up on like the staircase before Food, Glorious Food, because we like opened the show. Oh my God, I've got a really good story about that as well. I'll tell you in a second. We were told by the chaperones that it was like a thing where you couldn't say Macbeth. And they were saying the Scottish play, the Scottish play. And I'm like, what? What is the Scottish play? Nobody would say. And I was, and then one boy whispered it to me, but the show was fine. So maybe it's not a real superstition. But yeah, you can't say it. So people just go, the Scottish play, if you need to reference to it, the Scottish play. So that is one. Oh, so like there's another one where like you're not meant to say good luck to someone. You're meant to say break a leg. I don't really know if that's a superstition or just like preference, but you're meant to say break a leg. And the reason behind that is, so this is my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but the leg is used to be what they would use to like open the curtains. I don't know what it looks like, but I imagine it being like a pulley thing, like a leg. I don't know. And it would be the thing they used to open the curtains. And the reason you say break a leg is because like back in the day when it wasn't all just like, I don't know, was it a pulley thing or was it a rope? I don't know. But it was called a leg. And back in the day, if you had like encores, huge rounds of applause, loads of encores, the curtains closing, and then the audience was still going wild and they had to keep opening and closing the curtains, the show was just never ending. They'd say break a leg because like you're opening and closing the curtains so much that the leg would break. So that is the meaning behind saying break a leg. So there's a little fun fact for you. It might be slightly wrong, but I've got the general gist of it. So people prefer to say that over good luck, but I don't think it's that deep. So a lot of theatres, especially in London, are meant to be haunted. And I actually think Theatre Royal Drury Lane, where I did Oliver, is haunted. Like there's a whole like documentary and they do like tours and stuff, like ghost tours where you can go and see. I personally never saw the ghost, I don't think, but I wasn't really looking out for them. I don't know who the ghost is, but maybe I need to do a bit of research on that. Maybe we could do like a Halloween episode where it's like theatre ghost stories or something. But it is tradition or like a superstition to leave a light on in the on the stage at nighttime, and it's called a ghost light. And you're just kind of meant to do that to, I guess, just a light for the ghosts. I don't know. Although I feel like the ghosts can probably see in the dark anyway, so it's not that deep. But yeah, you're meant to leave a light on the stage. I don't feel like we do that at six, or... But lots of theatres do. They leave one light in the middle of the stage, and it's really eerie and really creepy. So if anything, it just makes the theatre scary. But yeah, you're meant to leave a little light on for the little ghosties and the ghoulies and the ghouls, so they can see around whilst they're haunting the mice and stuff in the theatre. There's so many mice in London theatres, guys. Disclaimer. There is so many mice. Like most theatres in London, there is mice running around your feet as you're watching the show. Still book tickets, please. But just don't leave any food on the floor, because you're going to have little... I remember, I'm going to expose the Vaudeville Theatre. It was our press night. We were all taking pictures in the auditorium at the start of the show, at the end of the show. End of the show of the history mix. And we were taking photos, and I was like, there's a mouse! And there was just a mouse running through the auditorium. So obviously they try their best to get rid, but this they're home now. Rather than the cold streets of London. There's one more superstition I can think of, and that is if you have a bad dress rehearsal, then the show is going to be a hit. And that has happened actually quite a lot. Like, bad dress rehearsal, that's fine. That means the opening night will be good and the show's going to be good. More often than not, dress rehearsals do go tragically wrong, and then you are stressed. And it comes to opening night and it all is fine. So I'd rather have a bad dress rehearsal and a good opening than... a great dress rehearsal and a bad opening. So that's that. Okay, so my story from Oliver was we were all waiting one day to go on for Food Glorious Food. My voice really just keeps crack-a-lacking, but we're going to just carry on. Keep calm and carry on. So we were all waiting to go on for Food Glorious Food. And we all stood on the thing. And then suddenly we hear loads of commotion coming from the audience. And we're seeing like huge flashes coming through the curtain. We're like, what the heck is going on? Everyone thinks I'm lying when I tell this story, but I'm being really genuine. And like anyone who was in Oliver... we'll hopefully remember this too. But we just heard one of the chaperones shout up to us, Michael Jackson's here. Sorry. That is just wild that Michael Jackson was at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane watching Oliver. Michael Jackson's seen me perform and he told me I was great, and I'm joking, he did it. But yeah, obviously like people went crazy because Michael Jackson was such a huge, huge celebrity, like probably the biggest one I could think of at the times, but even now, probably like massive. And yeah, he watched the show, but he only watched the first half. But he went up and met all the Olivers and he wrote his autograph, and they photocopied it and gave it to all of us. And I was literally like, oh, I've got Michael Jackson's autograph. I probably still got it somewhere. I'll try and dig it out. But yeah, Michael Jackson came to see me, specifically me, perform in Oliver as Workhouse number six, Workhouse Girl six. So that's my little claim to fame. Obviously, he didn't come to watch me. He just came to watch the show, but I'm going to go with it. Let me just make sure you got all that. Yep. Oh, no, it's the Scottish play, not Macbeth. All right. Yes. Okay, bye. Confessions of a Drama Queen. So are we ready for Confessions of a Drama Queen? I think we are. We're ready. I just got cast in the chorus for my local theatre production, which is super exciting. Congratulations, that is super exciting. And the guy playing the lead, I have a big crush on. Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. Let me finish. We've chatted a little in rehearsals, but I have no idea if they see me that way. How do I make a move without it being cringe and like I'm just a super fan? Ooh. Okay. Right. This is literally the drama that like fueled my childhood. Like I used to do this show in my local town in Basingstoke called the Basingstoke Gang Show. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but it was basically a show for scouts and guides. And I was a guide and then I was a scout. I was a creative explorer scout, like Russell from Up. I looked just like him. Hearing about like the relationships and like who was like my voice keeps going. What's happening? Who was Snapchatting who, and like, yeah, we had Snapchat when I was a kid, all right? Who was Snapchatting who, and like, who was like meeting up outside of rehearsals and stuff like that. Like, I lived for that. I'm going to out her. My sister, who also did the show, ended up like getting together with someone from the show. And it was like this cutest little relationship. Obviously, you know, they were kids, so like it didn't carry on. It didn't end in marriage or anything. But yeah, I just remember like it was like the talk of the town that like, oh my God, have you heard Heather's talking to Bok? I'm not going to name them. But yeah, it was really exciting. So I'm feeling excited for you. And I'm also excited that you're doing this theatre production. I'd love to know like what show it is. Tell me everything. I need more information, guys. So my question is, how old is the guy playing the lead? Because if they're your age, this is fine. But obviously, like, if they're normally like the lead in amateur production will be like quite a lot older, and then the ensemble or the chorus will be like younger. So obviously, no judgment, but if they are older, we want to keep everything not inappropriate. We want to keep everything appropriate. And I feel like if they are quite a lot older, maybe it just needs to stay as a crush. But if they are closer to your age and someone who you're like, oh my gosh, I actually like really fancy you. Actually like really fancy you and like really want to like be boyfriend and girlfriend. It's obviously not the same, but I would compare this to like the crush I used to have on Niall Horan from One Direction. At the time, well, I kind of had a crush on all of them, but actually not Niall, it was Louis. Because in my head, One Direction, when like, obviously super popular, I went to their concert 3 times, I loved them. I fancied Louis, and I didn't really, but I chose Louis because I thought he was the most accessible. Because I... Sorry, but it's got a bit of laughter in the studio here. What do you mean? I thought that like everyone fancies Harry and everyone fancies Liam and everyone fancies, you know, Zayn and Niall. And I thought I'm going to go for Louis because less people fancy him. So I've got more of a chance. So I would compare it to that. I actually fancied Niall in my heart of hearts. And I'm a quarter Irish, as I mentioned. So like we were related, kind of weird. We weren't related. I hope not. Oh yeah, I fancied Louis because I was like, right, I need to like be like really, really cool. And I practiced in my head a lot, like what I would do and what I would say if I ever met Louis. And I always used to think that I would play it really cool. And I'd be like, hey, I'm Hannah, what's your name? Obviously I know his name, but like in my head, I'm thinking, how am I like acting like a cool, demure, casual 14-year-old? And that's in my head, I'd just play it really, really cool. I feel like you could approach it that way. You know, treat them mean. Not mean, actually. Let's not be mean to anyone. But just like play a bit hard to get, maybe. You know, you're not that fussed by him. You're not, you know, that could work. I mean, it obviously didn't work with me and Louis. I've never met him. It might have if we'd have met, you know, like who knows. But yeah, maybe just play it cool. Play it off. You know, if you're stood next to them in rehearsal, just maybe just don't even look or just don't even interact for a while. Be a bit mysterious, be a bit demure, be a bit mindful. And if that doesn't work, we need to go all guns blazing. What are we going to do to make a move without it being cringe? This is the hard part. I think I'm the worst person to ask about not being cringe. I don't think you should do anything to change how you are or how you behave. I think you need to maybe try and get yourself, be a bit sneaky, try and get yourself in situations where you might be closer or you might be spending time together outside of rehearsal time. Because I don't know, this guy, Bok, might be really, really focused on his craft and might be really, really focused on playing his role. So in rehearsals might not, you know, be available. But if you start, you know, can you arrange like, oh, we're all going to go for dinner after rehearsals. We're all going to go to Nando's or something after rehearsals. Other restaurants are available. Then maybe just invite him along as a big group, because still you're kind of playing it cool, but you're arranging to spend a bit more time together outside of rehearsals. And then you can kind of go from there, maybe try and get yourself sitting next to him at the table. But like, don't be too obvious about it. Don't be like, move out my way. I want to sit next to Bok. Just, you know, just like, oh, is that seat free? Yeah, maybe I'll take that one. Like, I'm so mysterious and quirky and kooky and fun. So maybe we go for that approach. But yeah, don't change anything about yourself. Don't be going above and beyond for this guy. No offense to him. I'm sure he's lovely. But also, you know, you've got a big part in this production. You are part of the chorus. You're part of the ensemble. Very important part. Focus on what you're doing. And do you know what? I think if you focus and work really hard, I feel like that will draw him in, you know? I feel like he'll be like, wow, she's brilliant. She's really hardworking and she's really fun. Then I feel like naturally he might draw himself towards you a bit. So I think go for that approach. Was that helpful? Hopefully. But it's not going to be cringe. It won't be cringe unless you make it cringe. And it won't, I've actually thought about this quite a lot recently. It's not embarrassing unless you're embarrassed. So just like choose not to be embarrassed and then it's not embarrassing. Like if you fall over in front of a group of people, your immediate thought is like, that's so embarrassing. But like embarrassing is like a self thought. So like if you're not embarrassed, then it's not embarrassing. And if people watching you feel embarrassed, then that's them feeling embarrassed. Do you know what I mean? That's not you feeling embarrassed. So if you fall over and it's like, whoa, like just try your best not to like feel that feeling and just like, I don't know, be like, ha, funny. I'm not saying you're going to fall over in front of him because that would be bad. No, it wouldn't be bad because you're not even embarrassed because you're an absolute queen, Heather. That was a mashup of six and Heathers. But yeah, go for it, girl. You've got this. Oh, I did invite one of my friends to come. And can you hear that? There's someone at the curtain. Right, I'm going to give you three guesses as to who it might be. Number one, they're from Nottingham. Number two, they won a BBC talent show. And number three, they have played JD in Heathers the most times professionally in the whole world. Who is it? Can you guess? I'll give you 3 seconds. Three, two, one. It's Jacob Fowler! Woo, the crowd go wild! Yes, I am here with my very lovely friend, Jacob Fowler. Jacob
and Sons.
That was high. I love that.
Thank you. Well, I joined you. I matched your pitch.
Perfect. Pitch perfect. Zum, 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 zum. You're not going to carry on?
I don't know it.
Here's the thing. We started out friends.
Something, something.
Oh, sorry. I stopped.
It was all pretend.
It was all pretend. Anyway. Back to what we were going to say. I was going to say how we know each other.
How do we know each other?
So, Jacob, do you want to tell the people how we know each other?
We met on, I'm going to say the 9th of November, 2021.
Oh my God, I wasn't expecting exact dates, but sure.
Yeah, I didn't come prepared. I guessed it off the top of my head. It was the first day of rehearsals, right? For Heather's musical.
How do you remember
that? No, the second day of rehearsals, because I wasn't at the first day of rehearsals.
Oh yeah, where were you?
I hadn't been cast yet.
Oh,
right.
Classic drama.
So I, yeah,
oh,
second
my God.
Day of rehearsals.
Wait, so you were like a late addition to the cast?
Yeah. On the listen to this. I'll tell you a bit of story. On the Monday, it would have been your first day of rehearsals, got a message from the casting team at 9 a.m. saying, we've got a full cast, but like we love Jacob, but you know, it's not going any further. I was like, fine. Start playing FIFA. Genuinely, 2 hours.
Can't picture you playing FIFA.
11 a.m. I got a message saying, hi, what's Jacob doing for the next 15 weeks? Like, is he free to do Heathers? And I was like,
wait, what?
Yes,
happened
then? In those 2 hours, I spoke to Paul Simpson, he's like, I don't have a clue. But anyway.
I wonder if like did someone drop out?
They must have, but he can't remember who it was. I don't know who it was. No one knows who it was. Lucky for me, because
I know, you
there
got
I
right
was.
In there and then joined us on the second day.
Second
there was
day.
A couple of late additions as well.
Yeah, we didn't have Sam.
We didn't have, one of the dads. I think that was it, maybe.
Maybe Vicky. I don't think we had
I
Vicky
don't
straight
know.
Away.
I can't remember. I don't know, but it was chaos. But we got through it.
We got through it.
And Jacob was in the ensemble with me.
Yeah.
To start with.
It was iconic. It was actually iconic.
Who did you play?
Beleaguered Geek.
Beleaguered Geek. I feel like the names of the characters in Heathers are so funny.
27 times.
You only did it 27 times.
Isn't
are you
that
kidding?
Mental? Yeah.
Didn't you come back and do it? No.
Oh, I did Preppy Stud once.
So
which was
random.
Actually the worst day of my life because
oh,
I did not know what I was doing. There's three ensemble. We were all originally Beleaguered Geeks. So like we all knew the same track, three males, me, Elliot and George Renshaw.
Oh,
we actually
my
all
God.
Knew Beleaguered Geek.
And was I there
in.
Too? I think
no.
Not me trying to make it about me.
No, you wouldn't have been. No, Lizzie came back as McNamara. I don't know who was Chandler.
I feel like
remember.
I was there. I feel like I remember that happening. Maybe I just saw it on Instagram and felt like I was
there.
You
know what was really funny? I forgot that the ensemble when we came on, because it'd been so long.
Yeah.
When you come on, you stand at the back for a second, then you all run forward together.
Yeah.
But I'm used to like the JD bow where you just run on. So I ran straight. I knew I was ensemble. So like we all ran on together, but I went straight to the front. So like Elliot and George stood at the back and it's like, I was like, I'm the lead ensemble.
Taking my solo bowers.
I was and I didn't realize I did it until someone tagged me in a video that night. I was like, I'm mortified. That is so embarrassing.
So I was just used to playing the lead and like.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's like, is that not what JD
does? Embarrassing. So yes, Jacob played. Who was it?
Beleaguered Geek.
I was New Wave Girl. And then Jacob took over as JD.
Crazy
I remember
times.
That. Very stressful.
Oh my God. It was a blur.
Jacob's debut was on, it was the day after press night.
Yeah.
Tell me why they always put press night on a they put press night and then the next day it's a two-show day.
I know.
Why do they do that to
Wednesday
us?
Wednesday matinee, we were all
the
like...
All the time.
But there was a sense of liberation because we were like, right, the team's gone now, we're open.
We're free.
Like, yeah, literally, we were like, we can just have a bit of fun now.
I
was
screw
like
the show.
Drinking a Coke, eating a chocolate bar. I was like, yeah.
Which is allowed, but just...
Oh, yeah, no, but like, I wasn't set up to play JD.
Right,
and
right.
We'd had no rehearsal, had we? No cover
no,
rehearsals.
No, we hadn't done any cover rehearsals
yet. We barely knew our ensemble tracks. Not that there's a lot in them, but it's still it's a fast process, isn't it? And then... Yeah. That Wednesday matinee, they were like halfway through
the show.
They were
the
like,
blood
"Can you go
drained
on?"
From both our faces,
and I was like, "I would have said yes,
but it was not safe."
But because
and
it's
as
my,
dance captain,
yeah,
we had to put our foot
all
down.
All the like older members of the cast were like, ooh. "That's not usual." Older, but like, no, not you. I mean, like, you know, the people that were
yeah, like
Lizzie B and yeah. Vicky. They're all like, "Ooh, like you know, for
we
your sakes,
rehearsal.
Maybe don't." But in my head, I was like, I thought that might be my only chance ever to go on as JD. So
oh
I was like,
God.
I'm going to take it.
Little did you know.
But then I didn't. And then we went on that night. We went up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we had to cancel the second half of the show.
Sorry, not my fault.
It's not your fault. It's no one's fault. But sorry. We had to cancel the second half of the show.
There were only about 17
actually,
people there.
Yeah, there wasn't was very many audience members at this point.
And the interval was an hour long.
Oh yeah, the interval was so yes, because we were trying to work out what to do.
What to do?
And I was dance captain. I'd never done the job before, and I was like, like it was so stressful. All the creatives had flown off. They were on the plane back to America.
Literally,
and I was
they
like,
didn't have
help!
Any clue what was happening. It
no
was
one even
chaos.
Knew what to do. And so we had to cancel the second half of the show. Our company manager made that decision, I think. So yeah, it was very stressful. And then you went on that night, and then went on to take over as JD, and then I'm just playing out your whole CV here, and then took over. Did JD for the tour?
Did JD for the tour? And do you remember? You did the YouTube vlog, the very last vlog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, so it wasn't your last
One
vlog.
Of the
it
vlogs.
Was the last vlog of my time there.
Yes, before you left
you
to do like, Little Mix the Search.
Yeah, and you were like, Jacob's leaving. Jacob, tell us why you're leaving. And I, because there was rumours going around then that there was going to be a tour. So I was just giving it like, I'm going to be JD on the tour.
And I was like, oh,
and you were like, oh, shut up, what are you actually doing? I was like, oh, Little Mix. And then a year later.
And cool. Then people clipped that video that was like, I'm doing the tour.
Yeah.
And they were like, Hannah Lau, the guest. And I was like, we were just messing around.
But they would have thought we knew.
Yeah.
But
we
had no
didn't
idea.
Know. And also, if we did know and I'd outed it on my YouTube channel, I'd be massively cancelled for that. Do you know what I mean? If
yeah,
you actually
well, true.
Were
people
playing
would
JD
have been
the
like,
tour.
Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Because that was like a year in advance. That
yeah,
was,
I wouldn't have been
I left
post
in March
it.
And we started in February the year after. Crazy.
So it was all a bit dramatic. And then he went off to tour with Little Mix, which is kind of iconic.
Kind of iconic, actually. I've heard
Do they
say
follow
myself.
You on Instagram?
Yeah, Perry never did.
Oh,
I know.
Perry?
I know, Perry. What are you playing at, Perry?
Perry Edwards.
Me and Perry have got a thing as well. So like, I'm a bit offended. I've got a WhatsApp number though.
Do you?
WhatsApp number, phone number.
Should we get her on the pod?
Yeah, shall we? Perry.
Hit us up.
See you here.
Right here. You should
right,
fit in.
Space for you here, darling. But yeah, Jade and Leanne followed me.
Oh my God.
Jessie never did. But
Angel of my dreams.
Oh, she's iconic.
Oh my God. She'd be good
I can't
on the
wait
pod.
To see
they
the
all
Brit
would.
Awards.
So would you like to play a game?
I would love to play a game.
So we're going to play a game where... I've not got an official name for it. Why don't we call it like Hot Seat, Hannah's Hot Seat? And basically one of us is going to take on a character from a musical and the other one is going to ask questions.
I've got to act.
You have to act. I'm sorry, you're going to be okay with that?
I'm at drama school. No, joking.
It's going to be improv. So Jacob will be thinking of a character and then I will be asking questions, trying to work out who that character is based on Jacob's portrayal of said character. And then we'll swap. Make sense?
Makes sense.
It makes more sense to you than it does to me because I'm confused, but let's get into it. Right, have you got a character?
Yes, darling.
Oh, it's giving posh. Where do you live?
Somewhere below surface level.
Under the sea?
You could say.
SpongeBob. No, that's not SpongeBob. Oh, wait, I know. Ursula.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that was so fast.
Really? Was that
what
it?
What the hecking heck? That proves I'm an incredible actor.
Very posh, Under the Sea. That was good.
That was good. Well done. Under the Sea, you could say. Oh my God. We should make a musical out of this.
We should.
Under the
Wait,
sea.
How did I get that so quickly? We're going to do a couple.
Okay, fine.
Right, so it's
now you're doing one.
I'll think of one.
Okay, how old are you?
Oh. Should probably be a character that I know. Should I just take
up.
A guess down in the dark?
Yeah.
30.
30? And do you sing?
As my character in the musical.
In the musical?
Yes.
And would you say you sing more legit or more contemporary?
I'd say I sing more legit.
Are you Fantine?
Yeah! Was it the tears?
Yeah, it was like...
And I was holding my locket.
It's because that... Because that TikTok sounds going around.
Dream,
like, I love it. And I was like, it's in my head. Lucy Jones, eat your heart out.
Yeah.
You could never.
Right, no, we mentioned Lucy Jones in every episode. It's actually becoming a bit of a joke now. No, but I love it.
You should get her on the podcast.
Oh, okay, should we do another?
Okay, right, I need to think of one. Okay, I've got one.
Okay. Another one.
Yes.
Are you from, like, I'd say, like, a more legit musical or a contemporary?
Yes, legit.
The Phantom or something?
No.
I actually don't know anything about The Phantom, so I don't know. Is he posh? He's just a bit scary. Okay, you say legit, did you say? That's legitness. Oh, cut that.
I'm joking.
Okay, right, let me think of some questions. Are you nice?
I think I'm nice, but other people would disagree.
Oh, I feel like you're quite serious and kind of a bit blunt and a bit savage.
Yeah. Oh, I'm savage.
Oh, okay. Are you like an officer of the law?
I'm an officer of the musical theatre law.
What?
Even I don't know what that meant.
Are you Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No. From what show?
I don't know. Just from
No, world. But in this show, I'm an officer of the dance world. But that's got nothing to do with the show. As in it has, but it's not like they dance in the show. But my character...
Oh my God, I have no idea, but I'm going to keep going.
Okay, keep going.
Are you old or young?
Old, but I feel young.
Oh, young at heart, darling.
Aren't we all?
Is it a musical that I would know?
Yes, iconic role. It's probably the iconic role for an older actress. Sorry, wait, I've slipped out of character.
Oh, wait. No. I was going to say you're the lady from Billy Elliot. But she's
got
like
but you're on the right lines if you said it in America.
Someone from Fame?
No, think older.
Stay in character.
Sorry! I might win a Tony this year for Best Actress in a Musical.
I have no clue.
You don't know what's on Broadway at the moment?
You've just got back from New York. I've not been in a year.
No, but you're staging. You know
Is who... it someone from Death Becomes Her?
No.
What did you see when you went to Broadway?
I didn't see it. But the fight for the Tony Award this year is between two people, really.
I have no idea.
You know one of them because they won the Olivier here.
Who
won the
Olivier? Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, and who's she up against?
Wait, she's up against...
Realistically.
I don't know. Cynthia Erivo?
No. An older actress.
Oh, I know. You're Judi Dench. Is that wrong?
No, yes, that's wrong. What do you mean, Judi? Do you think she's on Broadway right now contending against Nicole Scherzinger?
I don't know. Sophia said that was Judi Dench. No, wait, I'm going to need more clues for this because I'm actually embarrassed now.
Okay.
Okay, so what does the musical rhyme with?
Oh, that's too obvious.
Am I gonna kick myself? Is it like a chorus line? Dancy?
No, it's not. No, it's Officer... not massively dancy, but she is a... Think about someone that would be very on you to get better at dance.
A dance teacher.
Yeah, but famously in pop culture, who in pop culture would be like, better, do it better.
Oh, Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, and think about the OG Abby Lee Miller. Like, who is Abby Lee Miller basically based on? I know
Wait,
she's
a real
person.
Wait, should we get Abby
person.
Lee Miller on the pod?
Yeah. That'd be iconic.
I don't know.
I think this is really obvious.
I don't know.
I might say this musical and you might be like, is that even a musical?
But it's
like...
Say it.
Should I say it now?
Just say it.
I was playing Mama Rose from Gypsy.
Oh, for God's sake!
And Audrey McDonald is probably going to win the Tony for
that.
It.
I should have got that. No, but also, I've actually never seen Gypsy.
No, I've never seen Gypsy.
Well, how do you know about it then?
Because it's iconic. Stephen Sondheim, Arthur Lawrence, Jules Stein.
All right. I'm being schooled.
Okay,
Gypsy needs to come back to the UK.
It does.
Like,
it did
properly.
A concert, didn't it, with Grace?
Yes, Grace did the concert.
And Jodie Prenger. It does need to come
and
back
May
permanently.
Tether.
And May Tether, of course. I didn't miss that May.
Of course. It needs to come back permanently so that I can watch it and actually learn some musical theatre. What does she go? Sing out, Louise.
Sing out, Louise. Yeah, I should have done
should've
that.
Should have said that
I?
And
she
then I'd have got
out,
it,
Hannah.
Obviously.
Sorry. My fault.
Okay, right. Let me think of one more. Hi.
Hey. So, whereabouts do you live?
Where the show's set.
Is it Sherwood, Ohio by any chance?
Sherwood, Ohio.
Is it actually? No, it's not.
Yes. Sherwood, Ohio.
Heather Duke. Oh, sorry.
She's awful.
Oh, are you high up in the pecking order at Westerberg High?
You're the
Heather Chandler.
Yeah.
Oh, very. I was going to go for like Midsurf and Westerberg, which is cool.
She wasn't in my cast. We didn't have a swing back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
New wave girl.
How times have changed.
Should we do one more each? It's quite fun. Just
okay.
For luck.
This is going to give the last one a little bit, but it's different. Hello.
Hi.
Where should you be right now?
Probably like on stage in Heather's or something.
Probably in class, you mean?
Oh, you're the trench ball.
Oh, that was so good.
That was so good. You're Amanda.
We're a good team. Amanda.
My mommy says they're cute. Your mummy is
your
a twit.
Your mummy. I'd love to be joined for.
My favourite line from Matilda. Entire confection.
I don't know it that well, sorry.
I actually think it's from the movie, but it's when the chef brings out the cake, the chocolate cake, and the
transport goes,
you're going to eat the entire confection, and the cook goes, entire confection. And then she goes, thanks, cookie, and she goes, see you at lunch.
I do
quote it all the time, me and my siblings. Okay, right. Siblings. Final one.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you at school or do you have a job?
Oh, I'm at school. It's the best school in all the land.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for you.
Me
it seems
too.
Like you love it.
I love it.
Are you like a golden student?
Oh yes, I'm the best student in the school and just all the teachers love me and I can't wait to, I don't want to say too much because I'll give away the character.
Oh my gosh. And what would you wear, would you say? What's your go-to outfit?
Pink.
Oh, it's pink.
Anything pink.
Oh my gosh.
I just love pink and I love pink.
Are you?
I hate green.
You hate green?
I hate
oh,
green.
Oh, Glinda.
Yes.
I was going to be like Karen in Mean Girls.
I hate green until halfway through the show and then I start liking green.
And then I love green. Oh, okay, that was good.
That was good.
We were good at that.
We were way too close then. It was like, yeah, So thanks for joining me at the curtain, Jacob.
Thank you.
Maybe one day we'll work together again.
We should do that, actually.
Should we manifest it?
Should we manifest it?
What are we going to be in together?
I know what we could do.
What?
Les Mis. We could do Les Mis together,
couldn't
we?
That
Who would you
dream.
Want to be?
Eponine,
Marius.
Can you imagine?
There
Madam
you go.
T.
And then you're dead. We could do Thénardiers when we're like 40.
Oh my gosh, yes. Can you imagine Eponine, Marius?
Eponine, Marius, and then
Les
Thénardiers.
Mis, hit us up.
See you there.
And then when we're old, we'll do the Thénardiers.
We'll do that, yeah.
Sorted. Okay, thanks for coming. Finish the lyric on my own.
Pretending he is beside me.
Oh, that was lovely.
Thank you. See you later.
see you on stage.
See you at the Gielgud. Oh, it's not called the Gielgud. That's next door.
It's the end of the pod of the Party Podcast. Thank you so much for watching episode 10 of How Very Hannah. Thank you also so much for all of your incredible support and kind comments and shares and likes and ratings. Please keep it up. Please make sure you send us any confessions, dilemmas, anything you want. We'll keep it completely anonymous. You can email them to hello@howveryhannah.com. One day I'm going to learn that properly. And you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, howvery_hannah, not hoovery. No, thank you. So yeah, that was episode 10. I'm sad we're never going to have an episode 10 again because that's a nice round number. But 11 is my favourite number and episode 11 is coming next week. And let me tell you, we have such an incredible guest. I can't wait. I can't wait to be sharing this sofa with them. Absolute royalty. So again, thank you for watching. And I will see you next time. Oh, I've got to do my outro, my improv outro. Okay. How Very Hannah, that was episode 10. How Very Hannah, we're in London, there's Big Ben. How Very Hannah, there's a hen. That was episode 10. That chicken noise wasn't good. That was better. We did it.